about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. It looks like Optimom's doctor, that's how he's known, Dr. Michael Komarova, the one that implanted multiple embryos in Nadia Sulman, such that she gave birth to 8 babies. He's not getting his license back. He's been fighting to get his license back after it was revoked, and a judge in Los Angeles today said no. So he can't practice medicine. Said that him implanting multiple embryos in Sulman put her at risk, put the other babies at risk, and he lost his license. Now, under the panel's owner, Komarova will be allowed to reapply for his license in a year. Crazy. You don't want to do that. You do not want to lose your medical license. Trust me. You do not. It is almost impossible to get back. It's a gift. You know, that's what really blows my mind when I see what happened with, like, Conrad Murray. And, you know, when you hear somebody, they have such a gift. Now, true, we earned it. I mean, getting a medical license, getting a medical degree, then getting a medical license, and then getting your board certification. I mean, it's work. There's a lot of trials and tribulations. It is work to get that. But when you get it, right, you preserve it, okay? You don't, you know, wield it around like it's a weapon and use it for your own gain, unethical gain. It's ridiculous what some of these people do. I mean, when you get it, you treasure it. And now that it's gone, you miss it. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Of course, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at On My Dr. Dahlia Show page. So it looks like other countries are trying to save money. We talked about this about a month or two ago, how India was considering reusing pacemakers donated from the U.S. Now, a new study has said, you know what? The reused pacemakers donated by families of deceased patients are okay. It involved 53 patients, a study in Mumbai, India, who received pacemakers donated by the families of deceased American patients. The pacemakers were sterilized, of course, before they were implanted. After receiving the pacemakers, all patients were alive and doing well, according to Dr. Kulkarni from Loyola University Medical Center. During 2 years follow-up, there were no infections, no major complications, and none of the pacemakers failed. All but 2 patients reported significant improvements in their system. Symptoms, all 4 patients who were previously employed returned to work. They all did well. The study is going to be in the American Journal of Cardiology. What do we use pacemakers for? Well, a lot of times you have sick sinus syndrome or heart block where the electricity does not navigate through the heart appropriately such that you get a good beat. And if you don't get a good beat, you don't get a good pump. If you don't get a good pump, you don't get enough blood and oxygen going to the tissues and throughout the body. So, unfortunately, people with heart blocks and sick sinus syndrome, they have trouble breathing. They get exhausted when they don't exert, they have heart failure, many of them. So the pacemaker saves their life, honestly. But they say pacemakers cost anywhere from $2,200 to $6,600 in India, and most patients can't afford it. So pacemaker donations have begun as a humanitarian project, but the physicians involved later decided to conduct a formal study just to make sure it's safe and effective to reuse a pacemaker. I don't think it's a bad idea. I really don't. I mean, I know sometimes there's certain religious rules where when somebody dies, you don't go in and cut, you know. But if you have a pacemaker or an implant, and that could be used with somebody else, why not? Why not? You know, I mean, we're talking about saving lives. I think it's a great idea. All right. A lot to talk about. I'm not sure if we talked about this. One lady was a sad case where a lady in New York got caught in the elevator and died. This was a very freak accident. I believe what happened is as she was getting into the elevator, it started to move. I mean, and quickly, and crushed her in between the floor and where she was. And she actually died from her injuries. And so LA Times has an article investigating investigating, are elevators really that dangerous? You know, I remember one time we were in a hotel, and I always thought that if I had the baby, you know, that was walking, I should get out first. I don't want to let the baby walk out of the elevator first. Well, no, or toddler, I should say. I leave the elevator first and then get ready to grab him as he walks. Well, the elevator doors closed really quickly, and the elevator went. And so here's my little toddler in the elevator. And so, of course, I'm screaming. I'm like, stop the elevator. I got to get my baby. You know, because I didn't know what floor and if he was going to walk. I mean, I was scared to death. These elevators, there was something wrong. They shouldn't have closed that quickly. Because, again, you don't want to let your kid get off the elevator first because then a cart could run over him. You know, so I make sure the coast is clear. And then I walk the child. And so, unfortunately, the doors closed before I even got it. It was crazy. And luckily, the elevator went to the bottom floor, and there were stairs. And my kid was less than two. He had to have been a year and a half, and he must have heard me that he followed my voice, and he actually started to go up the stairs to me. So while I'm trying to figure out, do I jump on the elevator? What do I do? Calling security. I heard him cry as he was crawling up the stairs to come to the floor I was in this hotel. It was a beautiful hotel. I think it was the Mandarin Oriental. It was called the Mandarin Oriental in Hawaii. Exquisite hotel. And that was the year we could stay in nice hotels. Now we're Motel 6 in it a lot with the recession. But and then boom, you know, I met him halfway down the stairs. But I'm always scared of elevators because I almost lost my baby, you know, in one. And so, but it's just, it was really, really tragic how this happened. She was crushed. This was, I think actually another woman in Long Beach, Annette Lujan, was crushed in an elevator at Cal State Long Beach after she tried to climb out of a stuck car. And then, of course, Suzanne Hart of Manhattan died when the office building, the door closed on her leg as she was stepping in and dragged her body up the elevator shaft. Just crazy. Crazy. So I guess take the stairs. I'm just going to take the stairs. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. On my show, we talk about everything, though. We don't just talk about medical. We talk about health. We talk about psychology. We talk about politics. We talk about entertainment. What was in entertainment news today? Howard Stern judging America's Got Talent. I thought it was a great idea. I think he's very entertaining. But, of course, you know, many people look at Howard Stern as somebody who's perverted and into adult topic, so I guess some parents have been concerned with that decision. I guess there was some controversy. You see, me, I forget that. You know, I look at Howard Stern as somebody who, you know, battled through the whole radio system and was able to succeed in having a very successful radio show after battling pig vomit and, you know, battling many of the network executives. He navigated his way through. And, you know, I admire him for his tenacity and, you know, for his foresight to be on the edge. True, I, you know, think some of his subjects are off color. I don't think, though, that's going to extend to a show like this. I think people forget that, you know, when you're in entertainment and you do, you know, a certain, shall we say, venue, whether it's TV or radio, you know, that's not just all you do. You could do a variety of things. I mean, a good example is Steve Buscemi. with Boardwalk Empire. I mean, you know, Steve Buscemi was, you know, a comedian in like the Adam Sandler movies, right? And here he is playing a role as a mobster, and a very dramatic role, and he's doing it well. And so it's, so we stereotype people. And I'm not saying America's Got Talent is dramatic, you know, at all. I mean, you know, it's going to be fun. But, you know, do I think, you know, Howard Stern has a knack for talent and eyeing talent? Absolutely. Somebody who's navigated the way through radio and guests and, interviewing and doing what he's done. I think he does. I think he has a means to eye talent. You know, me, I've never wanted to be a judge on these things, but I love the fact that I usually agree with some of the more conservative people on the shows because, I was in show. I mean, I understand about singing and I understand about talent, and I'm very frustrated about many people that are in the talented world that don't have talent. You know, when I see these people, like Kim Kardashian, for example, I still don't understand why she's famous. Somebody had to tell me there was a sex video. I didn't even know there was a sex video. I had no idea. I was like, did she sing? Did she, what does she do? Right? And so, you know, more and more, there's people in Hollywood being idolized and that I don't think deserve. So when these shows like America's Got Talent or X Factor or American, I'm a huge fan of them. Huge fan. Like this Josh Krajicek on X Factor, for those of you that ever watched, this is a gentleman who said he was slinging burritos. I think he was making $6 an hour working in a burrito shop, and he doesn't want to do that anymore. And this guy is talented as heck. You know, so, I think Howard Stern, Howard Stern could move the whole show to New York. Imagine that. You know, I was, asked about doing some television, and they said I would have to move to California. I'm like, I can't move. You know, you guys can't come to me. No. Yet Howard could ask for TV to move to him, and they do it. But that's Howard, you know. Dr. Dahlia, no paparazzi, right? You know. No limos, nothing. Just, you know, me and my mic. But that's okay. That's okay. And I got Donovan. Me, my mic, and Donovan. We're good. Well, still in entertainment news, I guess the Golden Globe Award nominees are out. Best Picture, The Descendants, The Help, Hugo, The Idols of March, Moneyball, and War Horse. I haven't seen any of them. I haven't seen any of them. I mean, I hear Hugo is supposed to be really good. I think that's a Steven Spielberg movie. But, you know, anything Steven Spielberg does is always there. I guess Best Picture Musical Comedy, 50-50. Never heard of it. The Artist, Bridesmaids, I heard of. Midnight in Paris and My Week with Marilyn. Actor, George Clooney in The Descendants. Oh, if it's a George Clooney movie, I want to see it. Leonardo DiCaprio, J. Edgar. I don't think DiCaprio's ever won an Oscar, but I think he won a Golden Globe. Michael Fassbender in Shame, Ryan Gosling in The Idols of March, Brad Pitt in Moneyball. Still haven't seen Moneyball, though everybody says it's good. Best Actress, Glenn Close in Albert Dobbs, Viola Davis, The Help, Rooney Mara, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Again, I haven't seen these. Meryl Streep and The Iron Lady. Tilda Swinton, We Need to Talk About Kevin. I don't know. Never seen these things. Director, Woody Allen, Midnight in Paris. George Clooney, The Ides of March. Mike Hazavanakis, I mispronounced it. The Artist, Alexander Payne, The Descendants, Martin Sorcese. This guy I like, Hugo. Okay, I love him because The Departed was really, really good. All right, I probably won't go through all these. There's also Viggo Mortensen is in here. Viggo Mortensen was in A Dangerous Method. I can't believe I haven't seen that movie. I usually see every Viggo Mortensen movie. What is my problem? Okay, I don't recognize any of these. I think Jodie Foster is up for Carnage. Charlize Theron, Young Adult. Christine Wiig, Bridesmaids. Michelle Williams, My Week with Marilyn. Oh, yeah, that's right. Michelle Williams, Heath Ledger's ex-wife, played the Marilyn Monroe. Kate Winslet, Carnage. Speaking of Marilyn Monroe, really, does Lindsay Lohan look like Marilyn Monroe? Are we really? I mean, what are we trying to do to Marilyn Monroe's name here? Right, Lindsay Lohan on her Playboy shoot, she portrayed, she was, I guess, trying to be Marilyn Monroe. Now, it looks like they touched her up good. I guess they got rid of her double chin. They did a lot of airbrushing. And, I mean, you know, good for her. Let Marilyn Monroe be Marilyn Monroe. And let Lindsay Lohan, with all her probation and necklace issues and whatever else she's done, and ankle bracelets, be her own thing. You know, maybe they should have done like a jail shoot or something. Okay, so you guys must have heard in the news today, Sandusky's defense team has come up with a new angle. All right, you're going to love this one. Jerry Sandusky was possibly teaching these kids hygiene skills. He wasn't abusing them in the showers. He was teaching them hygiene skills. Sandusky, Jerry Sandusky, former Penn State defensive coordinator. He better coordinate a better defense than this. Let me just say that. All right, apparently his attorney, Carl Rominger, his newest attorney, says some of these kids don't have basic hygiene skills. So teaching a person to shower at the age of 12 or 14 sounds strange, he says, to some people. But people who work with troubled youth will tell you there are a lot of juvenile delinquents and people who are dependent who have to be taught basic life skills, like how to put soap on their body. All right, now, I've been doing it wrong. I mean, when I've taught my kids how to shower, I've been dressed. You know, the kids were, you know, maybe 1 to 2 years old. And I taught them that they had to clean under their arms and, you know, clean around certain areas and in between the toes, etc. But I was dressed. All right. I didn't realize that to properly teach somebody how to be hygienic, you need to be naked and in the shower with them and not your parent. Sandusky has admitted, they say, to shower with boys, but claims he has not sexually abused him. Rominger said his college cross-country coach often showered with the team. He also said he does not disagree with Sandusky's decision to talk to the media, though he thinks his client could have come across a little better. Rominger said that the grand jury report raised credibility issues, most significantly with assistant football coach Mike McQuarrie's testimony. In the grand jury report, McQuarrie said he actually saw Sandusky sexually assaulting a young boy. Yet recent reports from a McQuarrie family friend have contradicted that, saying he didn't actually see any sexual acts. Well, of course, because now they're trying to say, you know, once they brought up that they wanted McQuarrie to go to jail for not doing more about it, he's going to back off. The grand jury said McQuarrie's highly credible. We know that's not true, and I guarantee you are going to see other parts of that presentment that is not true. Really, Sandusky, 67 years old, faces 52 criminal counts for what a grand jury has called a series of sexual assaults and abuse of boys. 10 boys dating back to the 1990s, and the big defense is he was teaching hygiene. Lord have mercy. Now, from what I understand, actually, Conrad Murray has hired a public defender. Remember, he was going to defend himself in the appeal? No, he's going to hire a public defender. All right. Okay, so also in the news today, they're thinking about changing the whole way they try to dissuade kids from consuming sugary beverages. Researchers decided to put signs on stores where they had calorie counts as a percent of daily caloric intake, or time spent jogging that would be needed to burn off those calories. You know, like a 50-minute jog to burn a 250-calorie soda. And they found that that was more successful in dissuading somebody to buy the product. When you actually put it into terms, you're going to have to jog for 50 minutes just to burn this one soda off. Of course, I think it means a lot more. You know, those of us that have ever dieted, when we see calories, we know that calories in doesn't equal calories out. It never does, right? You could eat a brownie one day, lose 2 pounds. You could diet for 2 days and gain. All right. And calories have never made sense to us. But equating what a workout would be with that would be great. You know, that makes sense. The only problem is the stores didn't really want to put the signs up because they were losing sales. All right. This is a recession. No, a store is not going to want to dissuade people from buying. But, you know, hey, at least we found a way to dissuade teenagers. That's something. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And we got Donovan working the dials that also makes the show happen. Fabulous staff at GCN. I'm grateful. So in the news today, they say the U.S. will not finance new research on chimps. The National Institute of Health on Thursday suspended all new grants for any research biomedical behavioral on chimpanzees and accepted the first uniform criteria for assessing the necessity of such research. So there's going to be guidelines that will require that the research be necessary for human health and that there be no other way to accomplish it. All right. Making the announcements was Dr. Francis S. Collins, director of the NIH. He said that chimps, as the closest human relatives, deserve, quote unquote, special consideration and respect, and that the agency was accepting the recommendations released earlier in the day by an expert committee of the Institute of Medicine, which concluded that most research on chimpanzees was unnecessary. Now, they don't list some of the studies that have been done. We've been talking about multiple studies, some of them stupid, but many of them, you know, they've involved rats. I haven't seen many studies involving chimps that we've reported on this show, so maybe they've already been cutting back. But they are coming up with rigorous criteria that set the bar quite high for use of chimpanzees in biomedical or behavioral research. They say one of the important themes of this committee report is that there is a trajectory toward decreasing necessity for the use of chimps in this type of research, and they are cutting down. Now, of course, animal groups are very happy. They say one act, the Great Ape Protection and Cost Savings Act of 2011, now is before both houses of Congress. There's another petition before the Federal Fish and Wildlife Service to declare captive chimpanzees endangered, as wild chimpanzees are, as the exemption has allowed research to continue and prevents use of chimpanzees in entertainment and as pets. All right. Yeah, what was that movie with Tony Danza? There was a, you know, oh, Any Which Way But Loose. I mean, you know, here's the thing. Absolutely. When researchers are doing these studies that really aren't enhancing, you know, our lives or, you know, cancer research, yes, I get a little nervous. The only thing is if scientists now go to rats and mice and now they start to, you know, make laws about those, you know, eventually we're going to have government putting a halt on a lot of research. So as much as, yes, I do want to protect the chimpanzees, and I agree, we shouldn't be doing unnecessary. I am always concerned about government coming in, especially into the scientific medical health sector. I always get nervous. All right. Something making some people nervous came out today, where vitamin E may actually increase risk of cancer as opposed to helping prevent it. Many men take vitamin E to prevent prostate cancer. Many of us take it for heart disease. Well, there was a study by the National Cancer Institute found an increase in incidence of prostate cancer, an actual increase by 17%. Now, they were giving people 400 IUs per day of vitamin E, which they state is 20 times more than usually what the FDA recommends. But, many people, you know, they go over the counter and they're told take vitamin E, and we don't know how much they're taking. Now, is it vitamin E? I don't know. I mean, you know, vitamin E occurs naturally. I've never heard of anybody overdosing on vitamin E or having issues, but it could be the substrate. It could be the way the product is made. All right. One possibility is if people take too much vitamin E, they say their bodies can't absorb other cancer-fighting vitamins because they're inundated with the vitamin E. Another theory is maybe the vitamin E spurs budding cancer cells to grow and may actually feed the tumor, and they just don't know. So they now have to look at that and see if there's an issue. We did have a study about a month ago in which vitamins caused early death in women, multivitamins, which just confused the heck out of us because we thought you're supposed to take vitamins to help, you know, supplement deficiencies. So I think we're going to be seeing a back and forth here with nutritional over-the-counter supplements and how much should people really be taking. Do I think some people overdo it? Yes, I do. You know, do I think some of these over-the-counter medicines, supplements need to be regulated? Yes, I do. You know, I think we don't know what we're getting, like red rice yeast. I don't think any two bottles are the same. Red rice yeast acts as a statin, like Lipitor, Crestor, Pravacol, etc. And so people think they're taking red rice yeast to avoid any liver damage from the medication, and they aren't. You know, they're actually probably giving themselves even more of a statin than they think. So I do think more research needs to be warranted in that. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So they say here, legalizing same-sex marriage may actually be boosting gay men's health. They say gay men who live in states where same-sex marriage is legal, they say, are healthier, have less stress, make fewer doctor visits, and have lower health care costs. All right? This was a study that looked at 1,200 patients at a large Massachusetts health clinic that provides services for gay men and other sexual minorities. They say during the 12 months after the 2003 legalization of same-sex marriage in Massachusetts, there was a significant decrease in medical care visits, mental health costs among gay and bisexual men compared to the 12 months before the law changed. They said this led to a 13% reduction in healthcare visits and 14% reduction in healthcare costs. No reduction was seen in HIV-related health visits by HIV-positive men, which suggests that those in need of HIV/AIDS care continued to use the services. But what this is saying is marriage equality may produce broad public health benefits by reducing the occurrence of stress-related health conditions in gay and bisexual men. Lead author of this study was Mark Hatzenbuehler of Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Health Society Scholarship, Columbia Universities. Lesbians were not included in the study because there were too few who visit the clinic. Previous research has shown that not having the legal right to marry can have a stressful effect on gays, lesbians, and bisexuals, according to the release. Well, I mean, you know, we've talked about, I don't know much about, you know, legalizing gay marriage and health, but, you know, we did talk about how, you know, children and teenagers struggling with coming out. And we found that the kids, you know, I kind of divide them into three groups. The ones that always know, that's always have known, very secure in who they are, and, you know, they just, you know, prefer, being a girl, living like a girl, you know, playing with, you know, girl toys, being around girls, and then later dating men. These boys are very healthy from a, cognitive standpoint. They're very, you know, we don't have depression issues, et cetera. Then you have the kids that struggle with it. And they're trying to, and in the first group, I think of the child, there's the movie, I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry. And the child, the son of, I believe Chuck, I forget, you know, is, you know, openly, I don't like to use the term gay in a kid because obviously, you know, they don't know about sex at the time with homosexual. But, I mean, you know, he likes, as Betty Crocker said, he likes dancing. He does the splits, et cetera. You know, doesn't want to watch a football game. Happy kids, very mature, very well-adjusted. Then you have the group of kids where they're kind of questioning and they're finding themselves and they're experimenting. And they struggle until they finally come out. And then we notice that their mental health improves when they've come out. And then you have ones that just never know. Or they suppress it so much they just don't know. And these are the ones, we brought this up when there was that one gentleman, a rugby player in England, who ended up having a seizure, goes into a coma. When he wakes up, he's gay. When he wasn't and he had a fiancé, etc., and so he, and people are like, well, how could that happen? Did the coma turn him gay? No, I believe he's in the third group where you are and you just have suppressed it or you don't know. And then something happens where you don't have to suppress anymore. But the people that suppress it and they're married and they have kids and they fight it, they seem to have more issues. So, yes, we've known that people that are allowed to be open do much better than those that have to hide it. So I guess it would make sense if you have legalized gay marriage, people would do better. You know, I guess it would make sense. But, you know, what we take from this is you need to like who you are and you need to be comfortable with who you are. You know, we've talked about this even with jobs. You know, you'll go into a job, you'll work in a certain department, and you'll pretend you like it, or you'll be in a marriage and pretend you're happy in the marriage. You can't pretend. You can't pretend. Pretending just destroys you from a stress perspective. All right, guys, looks like we're coming up on break. When we come back, some more new advancements, some more new medical news. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. When we're off air, please still call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY to our message line, and we'll answer your questions the next time we are live. And again, thank you all for listening to our show, and a big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. So, looks like asthma and bronchitis appears to be some of the top conditions right now. They say acute bronchitis, asthma, trauma-related disorders, ear infection as a mental disorders ended up being the five most commonly treated medical conditions among U.S. children. Now, this was a study of children back in 2008. Now, 40% of the nation's children aged 17 and younger, they said, were treated at least for one of these conditions. However, 12 million children were treated for acute bronchitis, making it one of the most common ailments. And it actually had the cheapest treatment cost, but it's not that cheap. They say bronchitis had the lowest treatment cost, but it averaged $226 per child. Now, I don't get that. Okay, bronchitis, I don't get how the average, because if you think about it, a doctor visit, anywhere between $100 and $200. Yet, if the average, you know, is insurance or Medicaid, etc., the doctor may get $30 or $40. And then the medication may end up being $20, et cetera, okay, you know, with insurance. Without insurance, yes, without insurance, I can understand $226 without insurance. But with insurance, no. I mean, that probably would come up to maybe $60, $70. Still high, but, you know, so I'm wondering if when they're coming up with the average, is this because most people don't have insurance? But most kids are insured either under Medicaid or the CHIP program. They say mental disorders were the fifth most commonly treated condition, 5 million children, and had the highest treatment cost, an average of $2,400 per child. Medicare paid the largest share of treatment costs for asthma and mental disorders, while private insurance paid the largest share of the treatment of middle ear infections, trauma, and bronchitis. Okay, so I see what they're doing. They're taking what the gross amount is. Then, of course, insurance paid. All right, then that makes sense. Okay. Because, again, you know, we've talked about this. When doctors and you know, labs and pharmaceutical companies charge, it's a rate that usually gets reduced 60 to 80%. And that's the rate they're going on, all right? Also in the news today, looks like a Minnesota boy contracted a rare swine flu strain of H1N2. Now, the H1N1 is protected by the flu vaccine, not the H1N2. The boy was diagnosed in October, has since then recovered, per CBS News. They said there haven't been any other cases. Right now, boy and his family have been interviewed. They have not had any contact with any swine, so they think it was kind of an unusual situation. But that's what happened there. All right. You know, we were talking about earlier about, you know, these scientists, you know, coming up with this possible reversal of aging. And we were talking about studies with the chimps, et cetera. You know, and you know, aging medicine is huge. We're seeing a lot of advancements in anti-aging. And, you know, researchers want to find the fountain of youth. And so some scientists think they found it. We've been talking about telomeres on the show. We talked about that about 6 months ago, where they found that one way to prevent aging or to halt it is to try to fix the little telomeres, which are the strands of DNA on the ends of our chromosome. As they shorten, we age and we deteriorate. Well, now they're saying they can actually reverse aging to the point where we could live indefinitely. Now, that's a pretty big claim. Okay, Dr. Gray, a scientist at Cambridge University, believes he may have found the key to unlock our... Oh, darn, my thing is cut off. All right. Oh, that's right. What he had found was bacteria that had these substances that would get clogged up, and this gunk would prevent the bacteria from dying. It was a mechanism that they found with bacteria that they think they could translate to humans. And, you know, I was kind of looking at this, and then I was watching the Today episode on that, and I'm still a little confused. You know, I don't know if nature wants us to live that long. I don't know if our bodies can, you know, with our, you know, arthritis and our back pain and our knees and our hips, etc. So, again, you know, I'm glad he's excited about this. Again, I'm a little nervous whenever you mess with nature. I'm very nervous when we mess with nature. All right. Now, this is kind of interesting. They said coffee. A cup of coffee may actually enhance your endurance when it comes to sports. Now, this isn't something new. I mean, we've known about the scientists and athletes. In fact, they say two-thirds of 20,000 Olympic athletes studied in a recent report had caffeine in their urine, with the highest among triathletes, cyclists, and rowers. Caffeine is actually legal under the International Olympic Committee rules, and, of course, is most popular. But caffeine has been proven to increase the number of fatty acids circulating in the bloodstream. This obviously allows people to run, pedal longer, because the muscles can absorb and burn fat for fuel, and then save the carbohydrates for later. Now, researchers at Coventry University in England recruited 13 young men and asked them to repeat a standard weight training gym regimen, right, but 1 hour before the workout, consume either an energy drink containing caffeine, an hour before another, drink the same beverage yet with no caffeine. Then the men lifted, pressed, squatted, etc. All right, exhaustion arrived much earlier for those who had their caffeine first. After swallowing the caffeinated beverage, the men completely they had more repetitions, more exercise, and in fact, they wanted to repeat the workout. So caffeine did something both mentally and physically to have these people endure the exercise and the activity and want to do more. Now, I still am a little nervous, okay? You're increasing your heart rate with activity and exercise, and then you're going to be adding caffeine to this. Remember I told you I had a patient that went into atrial fibrillation by his caffeinated drink. Now, he didn't work out. All he did was drink the drink. That's it. He just drank the drink. All right? So I am a little nervous about mixing caffeine with exercise. But, we'll see. All right. Oh, one thing I wanted to get to, but I don't know if we're going to have enough time, was what type of infections your pets can give you. Now, there's many types of infections. You know, pets can give you rabies. They could give you Campylobacter, which causes diarrhea, abdominal pain, fever. And, you know, researchers are trying to say, look, don't have your pets sleep with you. Don't have your pets kiss you. Don't have your pets share meals. And so I wanted to go into detail about all the different types of diseases, like cat scratch disease, you know, when you're bitten or scratched by a cat, and then you get these lymph nodes. We get, you know, scratched by our cats all the time when we play with them. But this cat scratch disease can be pretty serious. You know, fatigue, headaches, swollen glands, fever. We know rabies, of course, could be serious. Rocky Mountain spotty fever, chills, muscle aches, rheumatoid type symptoms. Luckily, though, it could be treated with antibiotics. Ringworm, right? Your animals could bring in ringworm. You know, when your kids have those weird spots that don't go away, that have a ring around them, could be ringworm. Toxocariasis, it's a parasitic roundworm that lives in the intestines, right? They get it from the soil, and then if the kids ingest the soil or get any larvae, they grow. I mean, you do not want to get these parasites in your body. Toxoplasmosis, of course, dangerous to pregnant women, causes swollen glands, fatigue, muscle pain, fever, sore throat, etc. You know, so whenever you get cat bites or dog bites, etc., you need to get them addressed. You need to get them looked at. You know, even hamsters and gerbils could give you a chorio-meningitis or another type of infection where you get Mycobacterium marinum. That's more for weakened people. So they say, look, you know, just, you know, when you get a pet, you know, make sure you take your pet to your vet just to get an exam. When we brought home our latest adoptee pet, the other two got sick. The other two cats got sick, pretty sick. They start to get that third eyelid diarrhea. So sometimes these other pets can bring stuff that hurt your other pets too, even if it doesn't hurt you. But wash your hands, okay, especially with the litter box. I wear a mask when I clean out the litter box, so I don't breathe that stuff in. Of course, they say avoid kissing, even though we love doing kissy kisses. No kissing. Make sure your pet's area is clean. If they come in from outside and bring crap in, you got to clean it up. Don't allow pets where food is prepared or handled. Don't bathe your pet or in the kitchen sink or bathtub. And, of course, if an animal comes to your door that's kind of sickly, don't bring them in. Take them to the vet. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe. Have a wonderful evening.
Is There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.